This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, March 22nd. Well, the grain market is down but not out Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Maybe wheat got a little bit of a spark because wheat was lower all day long. Technically, it was oversold and it was still falling. It seems that that steady downturn since March 1st just had it looking pretty bleak for a while. But right before the close, it got a little head of steam. We found some real buying and the market started to rally back. And it closed very strong for a day like today where there was much lackluster trade. And so perhaps the selling is over, or maybe that the losses are over. So we're hoping for that because the real support there is 440 and we are worried that we might get down to it or even break through it. So right now it looks pretty good. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up a half point at 454 and a quarter. May corn was up a half point at 375. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day down 2.5, ranging from 555 and a half to 560. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 4.5, ranging from 595 and a half to 620 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 4, ranging from 704 and a quarter to 724 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were down $1.87 and a half at 117.77 and a half. March feeder cattle were down $1 at 136.95, and March Class 3 milk was down 7 cents at 14.21.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.